Good morning. Good morning. It's 8:35 on May the 27th, 2015. I don't remember the last time I went for a walk and did a talk. I know it's been a very long time. It's probably been over a month, which makes that the longest break so far. And with any luck at all, it'll be the longest break for a very long time. I almost jinxed myself. We won't go there. So I'm back from Balticon. I got home last night. The trip out was pretty horrible. I got to Chicago with, it was supposed to be a 4.5 hour layover, and we landed on time, everything was fine. I found something to eat, settled down to wait for the plane, and discovered that the plane was delayed 5 hours. So it was supposed to be a 4.5 hour layover, ran to be 9.5. I was supposed to leave at 9. No, I was supposed to leave at 8. Didn't leave till almost 1. Got into Baltimore at 3:30 in the morning. Activated my self-check-in for Super Shuttle. An hour later, they assigned a van, which promptly left the airport and drove to Washington, D.C. And stayed there, as far as I can tell. At 6:30-ish, they opened the reservation desk, and I was able to actually speak to a customer person. And she got me a van in like 5 minutes. And I was at the Hunt Valley Resort, the Wyndham Hunt Valley Resort, by 7. I checked in, they still had my room, life was good. I got some breakfast and went to bed. I slept for 4 hours or so, got up. Thought, well, I better go check registration. So I went down to registration and talked to the participant guy. And they weren't really open, but he said he could check my registration for me. And I wasn't in the database at all. They didn't have me listed anywhere. Nothing. So I went to the cashier and they said, well, they have to come back in a couple hours. We're not ready to receive payments yet. We're just getting set up. Registration doesn't open until 2. Okay. So I went over to the grocery store and picked up a few snackables, and when I got back, I had an email from the New Media Track host who said, oops, I just found out you weren't in the database at all. And if you want, I can find some panels for you to be on, and we can comp your badge and the whole bit, and it'll be fine. We can get it taken care of. So this came in just about the same time I was heading out for the grocery store. So it was like an hour later, and I saw his message. And I said, well, you know, don't break, you know. It's kind of late now to be making these kinds of changes to the schedule. And just let it go. And he came back with, well, I've already found you 4. Your badge is comped. Just go back down and pick it up, and I can take you off the panels if you don't want to do them. And I said, no, you've already gone to too much trouble already. I'll do the panels. I was just going to buy the badge and panel surf for the weekend, but okay, that's fine. Just make it happen. So, after several hours of waiting in line and talking to people who needed this, that, or the other thing approved and settled before they could print my badge, I left registration around 4 and went off to T and Pip's Welcome Back barbecue at the Residence Inn, which was a few blocks away, and caught up with a bunch of folks, caught up with Dave Robinson, caught up with Bruce and Julie Pick, Press, Ice Pick and Wife Pick. We had a good time. It was a couple hours, quite fun. And I went down Saturday morning to get my badge. And they had it. It was one of those, they were calling numbers like 700 and mine was 156. And they were like, "You still haven't got your badge?" You know, stuff happens. So yeah, it was, I had like three panels on Saturday, one panel on Sunday. Didn't have any Monday, but I attended a couple. There's some interesting panels on self-publishing and marketing. I didn't get to go to the marketing one that I wanted to go to because I was helping a newcomer. But the self-publishing panels weren't terrible. Usually they're bad. At Balticon, because there are so many people who are traditionally published and just have very little understanding of what the self-publishing landscape looks like. Quite frequently you'll get one or two of those on the panel and they're completely clueless. They're completely out of their minds. One of the panelists said that the problem with self-pub over trad-pub was that self-pub was more expensive. I kind of took exception with that because the reality is that it's really a matter of when you pay, not what you pay. And assuming you can get through all of the gatekeepers, assuming you can find an agent, assuming the agent can sell the book, assuming you can get into a publisher, even a small press publisher where you don't really need an agent, what you're going to pay goodness gracious, that's a noisy truck. If you get any sales at all, what you're going to pay is far and above what was required for you to spend in order to publish by yourself, and to hire an editor, buy a cover, even purchasing formatting, which is really quite cheap. But yeah, the whole thing was kind of like, And Paul Cooley was apparently holding up my end on the literary track because he had run into several people who were quite horrified by the current state of the market for traditionally published authors and how the market had been gutted by Amazon and how Authors Guild and Patterson and those people were all standing up for the author, and it's like, you really need to stop drinking that Kool-Aid, dude. So it was a good time. It was fun. I feel exhausted, but in a good way. I got back last night. I crashed really early. And today I'm out for my walk, and I've got stuff I need to do this morning. I've got an appointment to get the kid out to mid-morning. And I've got a lot of chores that have accumulated while I was gone for 6 days. So I'm going to have to deal with those. And we'll take it a little bit at a time. We'll do a little of this, a little of that. Try to get stuff moving forward. Good morning. And see what we can do about making the whole thing come together. Oh, this jacket is going to be terrible overkill here this last little bit. I just made the eastern turn. And sun is up pretty well by now. It's up above the trees. And the day has started to heat up. Let's see if I can get it off without disrupting anything too seriously. So, yeah, it was a weekend. It was a long weekend. I won't be able to go next year. We won't be going back to the Wyndham, back to the Hunt Valley Hotel again. They're moving it downtown to the, I don't know what they call it, harbor or inner harbor or... the tourist section anyway. They've got a hotel down there for next year. And it was because Wyndham didn't want to renew the contract. I think, given their attitude about the con, I think it's probably just as well. The staff was pretty much the same. The staff was great. It was the management that was total pain in the butt. The bar, which used to be like, okay, this was like the extended, it was the extended meeting room where everybody hung out and generally consumed. But they had a maitre d' who wanted to know what you were going to do in the bar. Will you be dining with us? No, we'll be drinking with you. Oh, it is a bar. Yes, it is. So they were not particularly welcoming, and I noted that there were no longer the kinds of massive riotous parties there. Now, instead, we hung out in the lobby, which was just outside the bar, and very pointedly didn't consume anything from the hotel. So, you know, that's probably part of it. The other part is probably they can get more per room, and they can get the high rollers who come in for the horse track stuff. And yeah, I don't know. The vibe was kind of eh. In the past, it was like, all right, they're here again. It must be spring or something like that. But this year, it was sort of like, yes, sir, I'm very good, sir. No, we don't want, yes, sir, very good, sir. I didn't get to Panera. I didn't get my pilgrimage to Panera in. Friday morning, I could, that was all I could do to sleep. I went to the hotel dining room to get food, which was... it was okay, but it was just a tad overpriced. And then Saturday morning I slept in again, so it was like, okay. Because I was so tired from being up literally all night, Thursday night. And then I slept in again Saturday. And then Sunday was almost as bad. Sunday was like 9:30 before I rolled out of bed, which for me is desperately late. And so, yeah, it wasn't... and Monday it was like, no. I wasn't going to go. I didn't get my Balticon baseball cap replaced. It was one of the things that I wanted to do, and I didn't get it done. Also didn't get a hat. I wanted to get a hat. I should have gone to the dealer's room and seen if they had any nice hats, but they didn't. Dave Robinson had a straw trilby that was it was quite nice. It was a golden straw color. It was quite nice. I tried it on, and I looked like Santa Claus on vacation. That was funny. So the weather here has been just dreadful. I haven't been walking in part because I've been trying to dig myself out of the depression. And the irony of it is that walking actually helps. Not walking doesn't do me any good. And yet I couldn't force myself out. For most of the mornings that I didn't walk, it was 35, 40 degrees, raining, wind blowing, nasty mornings. Very hard to get out, very hard to force myself to move along. Oh, this is something new. Let's see, what does this say? The informal road across this back lot, which has been kind of a mess for a long time, and has been a mud hole for the entirety of the spring, is now fenced off with no trespassing, proper PPE required. I don't know what a proper PPE is. Synergy, one of the energy companies. Probably going to be putting in natural gas wells or something. Well, that'll cut down on the through the woods traffic anyway. So yeah, the weather has been just dreadful. I did mow the lawn once, or twice, I think, actually. And my wife mowed it once while I was gone, which was, of course, a major issue. She couldn't wait for a couple more days because the lawn just kept getting longer and longer, and it was very important that she get it cut right away because it kept growing. Because it was cool and it was wet. And so she went out with the lawnmower, and on a day when it was way too wet to mow, and the lawn was way too long to mow while wet, and struggled with the lawnmower for way too much time, and then was disabled physically for a couple, 3 days. So I'll be having to deal with mowing today, probably today and tomorrow. I think the irrigation system is still off, so. Oh shit, today is Wednesday, which meant last night was Tuesday, which meant it was milk night. I didn't put out the order. I wonder what we have for milk in the box. Shoot. I'll have to look. So yeah, today's Wednesday, tomorrow's Thursday. Need to get back into rebuilding my structure. The structure has sort of come tumbling down. And I need to get back into it. I don't have the daily drive in the morning anymore, so the challenge is for me to get my ass moving at 7. Nobody is actually up at 7. So maybe it'll shift to 8 when people get up, or maybe not, I don't know. We'll see. I did a little ingress. I think I hacked one portal while I was there just to get a foreign portal. I should have, there was some more around. I should have gone around and hacked more of them because there were several in the neighborhood of the hotel, but didn't get out. And I found out why. It's because it's really a social event. It's really something that's social. And there just aren't people here. There's a few people who are out and about, but it's not a big thing here, apparently. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.